Good afternoon, everyone. I just want to introduce our recent IP edge allocation work of CNIC. CNIC has allocated, up to now, CNIC has allocated more than 200 B class IP v4 addresses, and we have about 160 members. Most of them are small and medium members. This is a structure of our members. Next, I want to introduce statistics results. We just want to know what is the IP distribution on the mainland of China. The data from APNIC Hui database. From this graph, we can notice China, mainland of China has 4A class IP address, and you can notice the deep blue province, about six province, on more half of IP address of China, and other province have others. If we want to each Chinese have equal opportunity to share internet, we should build more infrastructure, and we think we need more IP address and help get assistance from APNIC. We last year we held two member meeting. The last time we covered with APNIC, there are about 100 delegates, some from APNIC members. We made a survey. About 88% are satisfied with our IP allocation work, and they also gave us a lot of good suggestions. There are two problem our member care about. One is new IP address block is not available for some website or network. In fact, as soon as we received APNIC new IP block announcement letter, we will post the letter on our website. This is a website, and notify our member and other organization, APNIC and CNIC will allocate new IP block. We hope this method can help. The second is sometimes member IP address was added on black address because spam and other problem. Members need our help. Normally we will assist a member to do some help, to do something to help them. For example, if a member needs our to prove the IP address belong to him, we will send some certificates to the member and the relative organization. Hope they can unblock the address, and we also recommend our member to register the IP address if they allocate the IP address to their member to the customer, and give more details. That's all. Thanks.
Mainly introduced the Bogan issue that we've also discussed in the NIR workshop. So do you think by posting this kind of information, it helped reduce problems with IP address that you've mentioned that, you know, it doesn't get filtered out?
In fact, I'm up to now, I don't think of efficient method to resolve the problem. I hope we can get help from Ipnik.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Paul Wilson again. There is a project underway at APNIC to debogonize mm-hmm. address space. Have we heard about
Yes,
that?
I think Art has given us an update at the workshop yesterday. It was not open session, but among APNIC and NIR hostmasters.
Okay, so that's an active activity that's underway at APNIC to address this mm-hmm. issue with the address blocks that come to us from IANA when they come, mm-hmm. or also, in fact, for any addresses that are returned from APNIC members or mm-hmm. that come through ERX, because mm-hmm. the blacklisting and so forth can happen anywhere. So if anyone wants any information about that, then mm-hmm. please ask me or talk to some of the APNIC help desk.
Thank you, Paul. So it seems that APNIC is working on this, but if there are any NIRs who have faced the same issue and, you know, had a good solution or something, it would be good if we can share it here.
Yeah, also it's helpful for us. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions?
I can remember Japanese. I'd like to have the how your what kind of shape your member meeting was, because we Japanese also has the member meeting, and we had several complaints, for example, and that is a very, you know, I am so curious about what kind of problem was raised from your member, and what kind of the solution you have or you have done, for example. Can we share?
Are you talking about a specific topic or?
For example, you know, I've got some example from of the compliant from your members.
Oh, right. I think he just wants to know the major comments you receive from your members in the membership meeting.
Yeah, what, for example.
Like in JPNIC's case, we receive like, oh, JPNIC should do this, or we're facing this kind of problems. So do you receive any comments from your members when you hold your members meeting?
Yeah, we have formal policy procedure. And because this problem is beyond our ability, I just want to submit relative recommendation. And normally, if we receive a complaint about our work and IP allocation, we will follow our policy procedure and give a satisfaction, give an answer to our member. We have procedure graph. I remember I have shown it on the NRSIG last night.
Okay, so you sometimes receive complaints about like your services, but you explain your procedures to your members. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, if we can resolve the problem by ourselves, we will contact them by phone and other email.
You're talking about the spoken issue.
I think it's beyond our ability, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to resolve.
Yeah, true.
And just one more note on the debogon project at APNIC. I forgot to mention it's in this current edition of APSTA, a description of how the project is operating and what the schedules are and so forth. So that's being distributed this week.
Right. Okay, so we look forward to reading the details in APSTA. Thank you, Paul. I think we can have one more question, but yeah.
I'm Yong from VNA. Yes, I just would like to know how do you support your member when they need the help to remove their IP space from blacklist? Yeah.
I have dealt with some case, and if they can find which organization block their IP address, and we Zenik and our member will send email to the complaint email. Normally, they will publish their complaint email address, and we will assist our member to contact the organization and say the IP address is belong to our member, and because some spam or other reason, and it was blocked by your organization, and we hope we can use the IP address normally. So could you please like this? And sometimes it will be useful, but sometimes I just want to say there is no efficient method to deal with it.
Okay, thank you. So you basically try to contact the people who are filtering those address space, and it works sometimes, but it doesn't always work.
We try our best to help our member.
Right, okay. Does that answer your question? Yep. Thank you very much, Tao Chen.